Today's going to be one of these shows where I don't want to talk about news. I don't want to talk about the news of the day. I want to talk about you. I want to talk about life, about what we all have to go through, whether you're mom or dad, whether you have 10 kids or one kid, whether you are single. I mean, we all go through things in life that are not easy, things that we have to deal with. You know, everybody, I believe, has a cross to bear. And everybody has moments in life where things just aren't, they don't feel the same. They aren't the way they should be. Or something tragic happens and it turns your life upside down. And I've talked to you about, you know, the moment that it felt like my life was turned upside down. And that was when I got the call in 2011 that my husband had been wounded on the battlefield. And, you know, when I spoke to my husband and he so graciously told me he had only been dinged up a little bit and, you know, left out the whole other part that he was being taken into emergency surgery, that, you know, he only had a 50% chance or less of surviving that surgery. And then eventually finding out that he would lose his eyesight forever. So my life, our lives were changed completely that day. Everything different. But people come in and out of your life, you know, and situations happen that take you in different directions. And you might not see it at the moment. You might not know at that very moment. But in a way, sometimes it brings with it blessings, right? We meet people in our lives. We cross paths with others who have been through the same thing. They lift us up. We lift ourselves up and we find new ways to do things. It's really hard in the beginning. It really is. It's horrible. And sometimes you feel like you don't want to get up in the morning. You're just like laying there. How could this happen? Although I never once heard my husband say that. He may have thought it, but he never said it. He never said it. Ever. I've never heard him say, how did this happen to me? Or why did this happen to me? He's always said, you know what? I always say, would you do it? And he said, I would do it again. Well, the guest I have on today, the guest that I have is Tiffany Smiley. And she went through something almost exactly what I went through, but much earlier in her husband's military career. And Scotty Smiley also lost his eyesight in an IED attack. He was blinded in Iraq. And this is the weird thing. I'm going to tell you guys a little bit of a backstory here. Before 2005, Scotty and Marty were both in Iraq together. Marty was actually with his unit, with his team. And so they were both seeing then. They weren't really friends. They didn't really know each other that well, but they were together in the same exact spot. Now, here comes 2005. Scotty is almost killed in an IED incident in Iraq, and he ends up losing both of his eyes. His high school sweetheart, Tiffany Smiley, they met their junior year in high school, fell madly in love, got married. All of a sudden is a light. She's a nurse. All of a sudden her husband is blinded. He is wounded. He is coming home and, you know, she is learning to deal with what she never thought she would have to deal with in her life. I know this because I went through it myself. I went through the same thing. And I remember in 2011, when I was going through it, I felt so alone. I remember, you know, having some friends around me, but we live far from our families. And my husband was, you know, in Afghanistan. They took him to Bagram. They performed first surgery there. Then they took him to Germany. And then from Landstuhl, Germany, they were flying him back to Andrews Air Force Base. I was going to meet him at the hospital here in Bethesda. And it was just like one thing after another, people talking to me, bringing me paperwork. And all I wanted to do was see Marty, and all I wanted to do was comfort our kids and tell them, you know, he's going to make it and be with him. Because believe me, those first days were not easy. And especially when he got here to the United States, I mean, imagine you're the guy that does everything and all of a sudden you can't do anything. You're walking into walls, people are prodding you and poking at you. You don't know who they are. They're walking in a door and you're in a hospital room. You can't see anything around you. You're looking for a family member and somebody's telling you that they're going to give you some medication. And then, you know, I remember that was the only time that I ever saw Marty really just like, I was so worried for him because he was like, where's my wife? You know, people would call, they would say, go take a nap, go to the hotel, or go, you know, we ended up staying at the Fisher House, actually. Thank you, Fisher House, for all your great work and everything you do for our soldiers and for families and for children, and offering a home for people at hospitals when you can't get back to your own home. It was incredible. But I remember when everything first happened, I hadn't slept for days. And this is something that Tiffany Smiley is, you know, she's going to talk about. Now, I did this interview with Tiffany about a week ago. So I'm doing this intro now. So you're going to see me in different clothes. It's not like some quick change event. It's good. If you're watching on YouTube, you're going to see me in different clothes. It's because I already did the interview with Tiffany. I wanted this to be a special because I think her story is so uplifting. And before I go on with Marty's story, I want to tell you the reason I have her here is because I believe that we need to lift each other up. We are now living in a time that is so uncertain, and it's going to make me want to cry. And, you know, we're tearing each other apart in the streets, and we're forgetting how much we need to mean to one another, how much we need to be there for one another, how much we need to uplift one another. And that's her story, and that's her message. Tiffany Smiley and Scotty have a nonprofit organization called Hope Unseen. She does so much work for families, you know, and lifting families out of situations where they may feel there is no tomorrow, right? There's always a tomorrow. We can tell you that. There is always a tomorrow. And it'll always be better if you want it to be. It's got to be your choice. You've got to get yourself up and lift yourself up and make something out of your life. Every time I see my husband get up in the morning and get ready for work and not even ask me to help him pick out the clothes, he gets his little thing called a colorino and he walks over to the closet and he scans his, I can hear it. I can hear it because I'm asleep and I'm like, oh my gosh, these crazy new tools of the modern age are waking me up again. And I hear the colorino. It's like red, blue, yellow. I'm like, oh my God, is that Marty? That's Marty in the closet and he's looking for an outfit. And then I think like, how awesome is that? How great is that? That he has his own independence, that he can do his own thing, and that he doesn't need me to do that. He's his own man, and he can do that. Blind and all. That should tell you that no matter how bad things get in your life, no matter how bad they get, there's always somebody out there that understands what you're going through. There's always somebody out there that can help you, lift you out of that situation. This is a remarkable world. I remember when Marty was wounded in 2011, and I was with him all the time. I was working at the Washington Examiner then. I was a columnist. I had traveled back and forth to Afghanistan. In fact, when he was wounded, I was supposed to be there with him. I was supposed to be there 3 days later. I had everything packed, everything ready to go, and I was going to be covering stories in eastern Afghanistan, and that's where he was almost killed. And I didn't go, but at the end of that year, after he had gone through rehab at Palo Alto, thank you, doctors at Palo Alto. You were amazing. That's Palo Alto, California. The rehab facility there where Scotty also was and where he recovered and learned how to live blind. So I was supposed to be there with him. Instead, I ended up going at the end of the year. And I went back to Afghanistan because I didn't want to give up because I believed in what our soldiers were doing. And I believed that my husband's life and the lives of all of the men and women who sacrificed so much over there to ensure that terrorists would not come here to our shores meant something, that it meant something. And I wasn't going to give up on them. And I still have not given up on them. But I think it's their stories. And Tiffany's story, right? Those stories that tell us so much about ourselves. And that when we take a step back and we listen and we connect and we uplift other people, we're not just thinking about ourselves, right? That's not what Marty did. That's not what Scotty did. Believe it or not, Scotty Smiley and my husband climbed Mount McKinley blind, climbed Denali blind. I wouldn't even do that sighted. I'm so scared. I was like, I can't believe you guys did this. I couldn't believe it. I was like on pins and needles the whole time as they were climbing. You know, I mean, they went up a mountain with a guide, but they did it. They did it with ropes. I mean, crevasses all around them. There was this huge convolution of winds and storms on the mountain. At one point, we thought we were going to lose them, but they did it. And then Scotty went surfing. Scotty can surf blind, guys. He can surf blind. What an amazing story. What an amazing story. We live our lives because this is an awesome, awesome place, an awesome planet. We're so blessed, and we're so blessed to live in such a great nation. That's why I didn't want to talk about the news today. I want you to take a moment to look around your own life, to go out and talk to your neighbors, not fight with them, and to say, you know what? It's okay. This is good. We're going to make something good out of this. We're not going to tear each other apart. We're not going to let crazy people divide us anymore. We're going to go beyond that. So today's podcast is about that. It's about finding ways to lift each other up. And I'm going to be bringing Tiffany back on again and again and again. So before I get to Tiffany, I want to tell you about something that I really believe in, about a product that I absolutely believe in. And that, you know, it's called, it's Omaha Steaks, folks. You will not go wrong if you order Omaha Steaks. And I know the last thing a lot of you want to do right now is go to the grocery store. It's crowded, you have to wear a mask, and the selection isn't always great. And Omaha Steaks means a lot to me and my family because after my husband was wounded, the one thing we'd like to do is have barbecues. We'd like to get our friends together. We'd like family to be together. We wanted to be a support system, especially for each other and for Marty, right? We can't forget about the kids. And what do kids love? Kids love barbecues. They love being home with their family. They love telling stories around a fire. And that's what you can do with Omaha Steaks. You can actually order those steaks. They'll come to your home. You can have a barbecue with your family. You don't have to worry about COVID. You don't have to worry about all the wild things that are happening in the streets. You could just be home with your family barbecuing some delicious steak. So I want you to go to omahasteaks.com. I want you to enter the code Carter. Now you have to enter the code Carter into the search bar or you're not going to get this very exclusive and special offer from me. That's C-A-R-T-E-R. And for a limited time, when you enter that in, you will get 2 pounds of extra burgers and gourmet jumbo franks free with your order. The Grill Out Favorites package, that's what it is. That's what I can get for you. You can have a barbecue too at home. The Grill Out's favorite package, it lets you stay at home and eat like you're at the best steakhouse in town. This incredible package includes bacon-wrapped filet mignon, top sirloin, boneless chicken breasts, pork chops, burgers, and jumbo franks. It also has side dishes and the world-renowned ultra-delicious caramel apple tartlets and more. So don't forget, visit omahasteaks.com and remember to type the code Carter, that's C-A-R-T-E-R, into the search bar, omahasteaks.com. So without any further delay, I am going to bring on Tiffany Smiley. Tiffany, thank you so much for being with me today. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're heading back home soon from Washington, D.C.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. Thanks for having me on. Like we were discussing, you know, it's an interesting time for all of us, but being warrior moms, married to warriors, it's really an opportunity to keep standing up and fighting the good fight. So thanks for having me on.
Well, just like me, Tiffany, I mean, this has been, for you, a lifelong, battle really to get the word out, defending our veterans, talking about our wounded veterans, and most importantly, their families. And I wanted you to talk a little bit about how you started Hope Unseen. Tell me a little bit. And let everyone out there know your story, because as much as I can tell the story, I think coming from you, it makes all the difference.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. You know, I'm actually a small town farm girl born and raised in Washington State, and I always knew I wanted to help people. So there's no question what I would be when I graduated. I wanted to be a nurse. So I got my bachelor's in science and nursing, married my high school sweetheart, Scotty Smiley, who had just graduated from the United States Military Academy. And you know, 9/11 happened when we were in college. And so it was very clear that we were in a different world. And it was very clear that my husband would be going to war. And being deployed over in Mosul, Iraq, about 7 months into his deployment, he came face to face with a suicide car bomb. And out of the blue, I receive a phone call, 3 a.m. in the morning before my nursing shift, letting me know that Scotty had come face to face with the suicide car bomb. They said, one thing we know is, you know, he doesn't have both of his eyes and we don't know if he's going to survive. I resigned from my nursing job, took my first one-way flight out to Walter Reed here in Washington, D.C. because I didn't know how long I would be staying. Right. I didn't know what the future was going to look like. And I walked into Scotty's room. You know, he's paralyzed on the right side of his body. He couldn't see anything. He's in a medically induced coma. And I just thought, we have to make something good of this. And I have to believe in something more for Scotty, even if I'm the only person that believes in that right now. And having power of attorney, I was brought into a room with a doctor, VA official, social worker, and asked to sign the medical evaluation paperwork to medically retire Scotty from the military, which would be normal protocol. And I looked at them and I said, no, I'm not signing it. I truly believed that Scotty should make that decision and that he should have space and time to recover and have purpose and motivation. And, you know, being a nurse, you are a staunch advocate for your patients. You work really hard to see them succeed and carry on and live a full life. Right. And so this was now my one patient that I was solely focused on. And the doctor said, Mrs. Smiley, I don't think you understand. Your husband has no eyes. Sign the paperwork. And I said, no, I'm not signing it. I didn't believe in the bureaucratic system that was being presented to me. And I said no, and it gave me time to lean into our friends that were closest to us and share the case that, hey, maybe Scotty can still serve. You know, this was a time when there was lots of injured veterans coming in, and I kept thinking of them too. What does their future look like? You know, they don't have a nurse right by their bedside. Most of them don't. And so how can we make this better? What can we do? And you know, it was great to have people who believed in us and helped us along that journey and allowed Scotty to become the first blind active duty officer to continue service to our country. You know, we've had three beautiful baby boys who were born in different cities all over the United States. And, you know, I went from a nurse to an entrepreneur and started Hope Unseen because I really saw the value of sharing our story, and not just sharing our story, but sharing it to impact the lives of others and to help them along in our journey, because I truly believe our lives are changed through each other's stories. We can really have an impact on each other for the greater good.
Well, I just want everybody out there to understand that I was a witness to that. I mean, I had no idea. Tiffany and I did not know each other. I did not know Scotty. My husband, Marty, was overseas and deployed, and in 2011 was wounded in Afghanistan. A grenade exploded he was in one-on-one combat, and it took away his eyesight. Very similar to what happened to you, Tiffany, and to Scotty. And I got to tell you, and I think I told you this story when we first spoke, we were at the hospital, Walter Reed, and it was the day that they told me Marty would never see again, and that they would have to go in and let him know that he would never see again. And I just thought, how is he going to take this? How are we going to take, I mean, what's going to happen next? And I remember feeling very alone, but wanting to fight back and saying, well, that doesn't mean his life is gone. You know, this is his eyesight, but not his life, not me, not his family. We're not being taken away. And then the doctor walked up with a book called Hope Unseen, and it had Scotty's picture on the front. And he said, you won't believe this, but just yesterday, this soldier came with his books and left him here at Walter Reed. And he said, if anybody is at this hospital that has a similar injury and needs some hope, I'd like you to give it to them. It's going to make me cry. And I got
it's Sarah. Yeah. You're making me cry.
So that is how, that's exactly how that very moment I realized, because of what you did and because of what Scotty did, because you guys took that time to write this book and to show people that we're going to keep on living, we're not giving up, that for the wife of a wounded soldier, me, and for all of those troops that were in the hospital that maybe felt like, you know, what's life going to be like from here on out, that you actually gave us hope. And that hope meant so much to me. I don't even know how to thank you for that. I mean, really, truly, from the bottom of my heart, Tiffany, I will always be endeared to you. I will always feel that connection with your family and with your story because of what it did for Marty. And it gave him that hope. And then later, Marty and Scotty actually went to Denali and attempted to climb to the top of Denali. And that was in 2014. So Scotty was wounded 2005, lost his eyesight. Marty, 2011. And then later in 2014, they climbed probably one of the toughest mountains in America, you know, Mount McKinley, Denali. It was pretty incredible.
It's amazing, Sarah. You know, I have goosebumps as you're speaking because it's not just Scotty and I's story. It's all of our stories. It's the American dream. It's the hope that you spoke about. And we didn't do it alone. None of us do it alone. And it just speaks to the power that we have amongst each other and what we can accomplish when we stand up, right? When we stand up, like you even said, and demand a better life. Even in the face of, you know, horrific tragedies, even in the face of these horrible circumstances or unknowns that come into our lives, even, you know, look at America now with COVID and everything that's going on,
right?
That we really, as individuals, have that ability to stand up for each other and to push forward and keep going. We all need each other.
Right.
And when we do that, we share stories, it impacts people's lives for the good forever. And I'm just humbled
too,
because, you know, never in a million years would I have thought this would be my life. I'm sure you feel the same way too,
right,
Sarah. But I think things are given to us to sort of carry that torch forward for others. And it's deeply meaningful. And I hope anyone listening that they're inspired, that their own story, you know, has the power to change someone's life.
Oh, the power to change someone's life, the power to heal someone's life. You know, you're here in Washington, D.C., and one of the things, Tiffany, that I believe is so important are the families of our veterans. You know, we talk a lot, and you know what Scotty's been through. I know what Marty's been through, and it's tough on them, and they have to find a way to survive and move forward after these traumatic injuries. But it's the families too. I mean, it's about the wives and the children and the moving everywhere across the country. And then if they're wounded, it's about the healing and what happens to the kids and will they receive services? Is that something that you're looking at as well? I know that with Hope Unseen, with the foundation, you guys give so much back, especially that positive reinforcement. But thinking about it in terms of like families, do you think there needs to be more emphasis on the military family as a whole? Because sometimes I feel there's just not enough for our kids.
I agree, Sarah. We have to take a holistic approach because it wasn't just Scotty serving. It was our whole family. And our boys, you know, they have cried tears and gone through the struggle with us. You know, they were born after Scotty was blind. So Scotty's never seen their face. But they also know what happened to their dad and why he can't see. And, you know, the model is really just focused on the veteran. And, you know, people say, oh, that was so courageous of you, Tiffany, when you stood up against, you know, the military officials and, you know, cut through the red tape and stood up for others. And while I think that is incredibly courageous, and I thank God for giving me the courage to do that, to make a difference for others. But I also say the most courageous thing that I had to do as a military spouse, as a wife of an injured veteran, as a mom, was to look in the mirror and ask, who am I? Mm-hmm. Like, all this happened. It was, you know, where's my space to grieve and process and go through this? You know, I always say when I go out and talk to people, I say, I know what it's like to be on the floor and wonder how you're going to survive. I know what it's like to have nothing and wonder what your future is going to be like. But one thing that I think is so courageous is when we individually can stand up for each other, stand up for yourself independently and go, you know what? I have to command a different way. But we need to do more for military spouses, for the family, like you said, because Scotty would tell you too, he would say, I would not survive without them.
Right.
So we need to find ways to support them because it is a very lonely, isolating journey. You feel very alone in moments and there's difficulties along the way that you have to navigate that are extremely challenging. And then you throw in kids and you're trying to explain it to them and services and help. And it's really a discombobulated system. And I think our country can do better in how we support our families going forward. And it just makes our military stronger, really, holistically. And it makes us even more of a fighting force when the family and the children are supported as well.
There is no doubt that that is 100% accurate, Tiffany. There's no doubt. If you had a moment, you could sit down and talk with the president and talk with maybe military officials now in this administration. And I don't know if you have or not, but what would you tell them? What would you say the focus needs to be, especially when it comes to the military? You talked about a holistic approach. What do you think we need to do better? And what can people out there listening to the podcast right now, listening to you, what can they do to make things better? And especially for our military families that have sacrificed so much so we could have the freedoms that we have in this country.
It's exactly right. We need a holistic approach in how we support our families, how we honor them, the services that we give them, cut the red tape, give them direct access, support to innovative technologies. Not only that, but job opportunities, innovation. We live in the greatest country on this earth, and we need to make sure that the ones out there fighting so we can live in this great country are the ones that we take care of and honor. And not just take care of, but provide a future and a hope and a purpose. Our military families are some of the most resilient, incredibly talented individuals. And I think we can do more to link them in the public sector, to have them create jobs and access, you know, to those that aren't in the military. So there is a link and an understanding of what makes this country great. And I would welcome them to, you know, take on this holistic approach to continue to cut red tape, continue to provide that space for them to have purpose and thrive. And, you know, to support the military family, because they don't do it alone. And I always say, I want a country that if my three sons that Scotty and I are raising want to serve, I want them to have a country that's worth losing their eyesight for.
Right.
So how are we going to achieve that in the future? And let's make sure that we're making choices now that's making it better for their future.
I got to tell you, Tiffany, that's exactly the way I feel every time we look at our children, or even I think about the fact that Scotty hasn't actually seen his three boys. It's the same thing with Marty and our youngest, Annalise. He's never seen her, but he sees her in his mind's eye, and everything that he did, like Scotty did for this country, is because he believes fundamentally in what this nation stands for, the goodness in this nation and its constitution, and truly believes in what liberty and freedom means, and that it's a beacon of light. Like, it's exceptional to people all over the world. There's a reason why people want to come here. And that's the reason why I do this podcast. And that's the reason why I want to bring you back on this show to have you talk more about your story. I feel like it wasn't even long enough today to keep you on. But I want people to know where they can go to see your story. And I would love to have you back on this show as soon as possible, so we could talk in more detail and maybe come up with some great ideas, things that people can do actively to make a difference in our country.
Yes, I would love that, Sarah. I would love to come back on. And people can find us at hopeunseen.com, also tiffanysmiley.com, and send us a note. We would love to hear from you. Our book is on hopeunseen.com. We have some videos on there. And I agree, Sarah, let's continue to this conversation. Let's keep having it and share ideas and find ways that we can all get involved and push forward and make the right decisions for this great country.
And I tell you, Tiffany, everyone out there who's listening to Tiffany right now, please get the book Hope Unseen. It's not just about losing your eyesight. It's about finding hope in your greatest struggles. And every single one of us has a cross to bear. There is nobody out there that's immune from some kind of tragedy or pain. And we all connect that way. Let's find ways to take that pain and make it make us better, make our world better, and find a way to overcome it. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for being with me today. You're awesome. I love you. I can't wait for our kids to get together and hang out and play. And by the way, her husband is a surfer, a mountain climber. He did all of this after he was blinded, And he was an awesome guy even before, but it's incredible what he has been able to accomplish and what he does. It just makes me feel like I need to do so much more, Tiffany.
No, you're amazing, Sarah. I can't wait for our kids to meet either, because they are special kids. Growing up with fathers who don't have eyesight, there's unique qualities that come out that I'm just in awe of, and I'm sure you have the same. So we need to keep talking. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Tiffany. You're the best.
Thanks, Sarah. We'll chat soon.
You got it. Before I get into anything else, guys, I want to talk to you about kitty litter. I know it sounds so bizarre, but I've got a couple of cats, and I want to tell you, wet stuff stinks. It really does. Think about it. I mean, you've got cats and you're just like, what do I do? How do I take care of this? I'm going to tell you how you do it. You get Arm & Hammer. That's all I use now. Arm & Hammer for multi-cats. So if you have cats like me, you know nothing smells worse than the wet litter box. Luckily, Arm & Hammer has the solution. It's called New Absorb X Cat Litter. It's made with desert dry minerals. It absorbs wetness in seconds, taking that wet odor out of the picture. You won't even smell it. You walk in a room, if you're cleaning out your kitty litter and you're using Arm & Hammer, you won't even smell it. Go to armandhammer.com/bounty and get $4 off your box of quick absorbing AbsorbX and have a nice dry day. New AbsorbX from Arm & Hammer. More power to you. Well, next time I have Tiffany Smiley on the show, I'm definitely going to get out of her what her trip to Washington, D.C. was all about. She kept that very top secret. But the one thing she didn't keep secret was, you know, how to find the best in you, how to make the best out of a worse situation. And it's okay, right? It's okay to be down. It's okay sometimes to say, you know what? I am just wiped out and I'm tired and I don't think I can do it anymore. But guess what? When you get to that point, just reach out, talk to a friend. Even sometimes a stranger will be there for you. This is an awesome world that we live in. Don't let the mainstream media outlets or even sometimes our podcasts or what we see on the news dictate how you're supposed to feel about your life and this amazingly awesome world. There are great people there, just like Tiffany Smiley, like her husband Scotty, like my husband Marty, like our children, like our families, like our friends, our neighbors, and most of all the incredible people in this world, law enforcement officers who put their lives on the line every day, people all over the world that are helping lift each other up and, find cures for COVID and cancer and everything else. There are great things happening in this world. It is not all that bad, folks. It's an awesome world. It's an awesome country. We are an awesome people, and I feel so happy for being a part of it, and I am so grateful for you and for you being a part of my life. Please subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you're enjoying the show, we'd love to read your reviews. And don't forget, please give us a 5-star rating. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. We appreciate every moment you spend with us. God bless. We're taking the story back.